Welcome to the base report with Frankie Stocks here on the Stu Peters Network. Frankie Stocks coming to you live from here in Washington, D.C. Frankie Stocks here reporting for the Stu Peters Network in Washington, D.C., where we are undercover doing a little bit of reconnaissance.
This is what the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society wants to take away from you.
Welcome to the base report with Frankie Stocks here.
Frankie Stocks has been paying close attention to all of this for us. He joins us now to share more.
Your top three stories in 3 minutes from your base reporter, Frankie Stocks. This is The Base Report.
It's been a while since we have done this collab, but Frankie Stocks has been with you. He never left your side. You've had the blessing of hours upon hours of Frankie Stocks in my absence, in my stead, as I was traveling to Nashville, Tennessee, and I hope that he passed on the message. I made sure to tell him, make sure that you tell everyone that I'm okay, that it's fine. It's an unexpected absence, but everything is fine. I had to go to Nashville. And speaking of Nashville, you know, Candace Owens, this entire thing still blows my mind. The president of the United States, the FBI director, the Department of Homeland Security, they have all left her unread. Those are her words. She has gone to every one of these bureaucracies, all of these law enforcement agencies, and to the Trump administration directly, where she has a direct line to the president. And all of them have completely ignored the fact that a foreign nation and its government has conspired to and actually hired someone, according to Candace Owens, allegedly assassinate her. And in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, we know that investigations are not the forte of the FBI. Nope, Kash Patel, the lying Indian who wears women's clothes, who lied during his Senate confirmation hearing. We can't expect him to conduct a real investigation. The guy is a bulged eye actor. That's all he is. He is a subversive actor who's being handed a script, and he's running out the script. He did the media tour with Dan Bongino, running the Fox News version of the FBI, telling everyone that Epstein killed himself, unequivocally. And if you don't believe me, just look at this jail cell footage, which was edited, where an entire minute was completely omitted and just cut out. What's the explanation for that? Well, there isn't one. What's the explanation for Tyler Robinson, the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk, running toward the rooftop that we were told that he was on at the very same time, which is provable by the timestamps? He was running away from the stage on the ground toward the roof that we were told that he was on at that very moment, undressing, changing clothes, breaking down his grandfather's 30-06 and going on the lam, completely undetected by thousands of people and by all of the law enforcement that had converged into the area, or the lack thereof. Where was all the law enforcement? Random thugs get shot in the street. You have a bigger police response, multi-agency response. You had a bunch of plainclothes weirdos kind of milling around in the immediate aftermath of a prolific political figure being assassinated in broad daylight in front of 3,000 people who are, by the way, milling around and ignoring the fact that TPUSA employees and higher-ups at Turning Point are taking down camera equipment and removing SD cards and handing them off. Completely ignoring the idea, the fact that an American military plane, which is especially designed to deploy and retrieve drones, unmanned aviation vehicles, both before and after, and I believe during the Charlie Kirk assassination, over the lake at extremely low altitudes and extremely low speeds. Why is it at low speeds? Because it is retrieving drones. Why was the American military deploying and retrieving drones in the immediate proximity of Utah Valley University at the very same time that Charlie Kirk was being assassinated in broad daylight? Do you think the American people deserve an explanation for that? Because the only logical conclusion that I can come to is that it was an American military strike, or that the American military was monitoring a strike that they had participated in coordinating. A green light has to be given for a foreign government to take out somebody like Candace Owens, and a green light had to have been given by insiders in the American government to take out Charlie Kirk. We talked just yesterday about the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and it's the United States occupied government. This band of gangsters that uses the military as their street thug enforcement arm to run around the world robbing people of their commodities and natural resources, stealing their housing, killing everyone that gets in their way, bulldozing their bones and flesh along with the rubble of the homes that they have destroyed and churches and libraries and hospitals into big pits. And then just like the crime scene at UVU, after they wipe it all clean, they just go right back over the top of it with a fresh layer of cement, and they build their 15-minute smart cities right smack dab in the middle of it as Trump Tower. And that's not some kind of a wild conspiracy theory either, because we had the insider that was in the room during a meeting in Romania, nonetheless, in Romania, where Erica Kirk, as a 17-year-old, started her nonprofit Romanian Angels to deal with Romanian Eastern European orphans, children, in a child sex trafficking hotbed. And we had somebody that was inside of a meeting with Don Trump Jr. and Gila Gamliel, and there was the Trump-Gamliel deal, which was supported by the Minister of Intelligence of Israel releasing a video showing that Trump signed off on this Trump Gaza plan. Did you know that? Did you know that the American president is signing deals with the foreign affairs minister or the intelligence minister or any minister of Israel or any other foreign nation that uses U.S. taxpayer dollars and a U.S. taxpayer funded gun barrel and munitions and drones and aircraft to go in and bomb the hell out of everybody and to clear off their land and then to put their bones into a big pit and then cement over the top of them and erect Trump Tower? Were you a part of approving that plan? These are the things that we're going to continue to talk about along with the Based Report. 3 minutes is on the clock right now. You can take as much time as you need, but we should probably get into some of the news. Go ahead.
Thank you, Stu. We're going to start things off with Donald Trump talking about terrorism here and state sponsors of terrorism. Well, how about Donald Trump springing a narco-terrorist from a U.S. federal prison, an actual narco-terrorist? We keep hearing so much about how these guys on the fishing boats off the coast of Venezuela are these cocaine-harvesting, cocaine-transporting terror nuts who we've just got to wipe out. Well, speaking of cocaine terror nuts, how about Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, who was in prison for a sentence of more than 4 decades for pipelining cocaine into the United States. And Donald Trump has now set him free in an attempt to interfere in the Honduran political process, and not just the Honduran political process, but the political process all across Latin America. This is what the United States and what the central banking cabal have been doing forever at this point, trying to install their little puppet regimes all over Latin America. The CIA runs deep operations along with the Mossad, along with the World Economic Forum, in places like Paraguay, in places like Nicaragua, in places like Honduras, which we just mentioned. So they are really making an effort to slam down on Latin America and say, we are going to put a bunch of stooges in here. And if we can't rig your election, if we can't influence your election, because Trump's guy is about to lose in Honduras. So if Trump and the boys can't influence your election, they'll just free some terrorist who used to run your country from prison, some guy who's given infinite quantities of drugs to America's streets to kill American citizens. They'll just send him in your country to help throw the entire place into chaos. It's just disgusting, but it's just so naked, so up in your face when they're on TV telling us we've got to send Americans to go die in Venezuela because of narco terrorism. And meanwhile, they're freeing narco terrorists from America's prisons. You know, if they militarized our border, if they militarized our shores, these drugs from Venezuela wouldn't make it to America. Most of them don't make it to America anyways. Most of them are going to Europe.
It's the equivalent of Pam Bondi saying that she has the files and the tapes and the flight logs and the client lists on her desk, that she has been completely repulsed and disgusted by the things that she has seen on these tapes, but she's not going to release them because now they just don't exist. In the meanwhile, you have these people saying, yeah, prolific pedophiles and child sex traffickers are not allowed to operate in the United States. Well, she was the Attorney General of the Sunshine State of Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was running that operation on behalf of a foreign nation state out of Palm Beach, Florida. And then he was next door neighbors with guess who? Howard Lutnick, who's the guy who stands behind Trump all the time. And Trump is the guy who's freeing people like Ghislaine Maxwell, a convicted child sex trafficker. If you are a Trump supporter that believes that Donald Trump is going after child sex trafficking operations, then you just have to look at what he's doing. Judge a man by his fruit. He released a convicted, high profile, prolific child sex trafficker who was convicted. He released her. She's probably living in Israel with Jeffrey Epstein, who did not kill himself, right now. He also released Tom Alexandrovich, who works for the Cybersecurity Directorate for Israel, who was trying to have sex with a mentally handicapped American child. So, you know, it's no surprise that they're freeing narco-terrorists, real ones, while they're using a narco-terrorist label with Maduro as the pretext to go into Venezuela and steal this black, you know, useless oil. But that's not what this is about. This is about regime change in Venezuela. This is about installing a subservient Jewish puppet government rich oligarchs erecting a central bank and ruling over Venezuela. Just like they did in Mexico, just like they did in Ukraine, just like they did in Iraq, just like they would love to do in Russia and Iran, just like they've done twice in Syria, just like they've done in Lebanon. They do this everywhere. They are a band of gangsters and street thugs who use your military as nothing other than the enforcement arm for the racketeering, embezzlement, child sex trafficking, and all types of other corruption that you could possibly think of.
Yep, and these operations in Latin America, this is so similar to filling in the map of Greater Israel in the Middle East. They're filling in the map of Rothschild control all across Latin America, all across the Western Hemisphere. That's what's so important about this, is this is in the Western Hemisphere. This is attached to the United States. There is a landmass spanning this entire side of the world. When our borders are unsecured, when our borders are wide open, when we're waging war in countries that are connected to us by land, the American people are the ones who are going to pay the price. But you're totally right. You support this administration at this point. You're supporting pedophiles. You're supporting narco-terrorists. You're supporting Jewish terrorists. You're supporting all kinds of things that are out here to hurt the American people. And speaking of people who support Jewish terrorists, how about Virginia State Senator Bryce Reeves? This is the guy who is very likely to be the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate from Virginia in 2026. And believe me, that'll be a designated loser. He's not going to flip that seat. They're just going to use it to raise a bunch of money and get a bunch of bucks flowing through there, fund a couple of PACs, make a couple of guys rich, and then they'll ride off into the sunset like the designated losers always do. But Bryce Reeves was one of the state legislatures who was on this trip to Israel earlier this year. This was 50 states, one Israel. Not 50 states, one America, 50 states, one Israel. They brought 250 state and local legislators over to Israel. They humped the wall. They took their marching orders. They met with politicians. They met with political operatives, all of the usual antics that go on when these people go to Israel. And Bryce Reeves took the opportunity to take a picture with an armed Israeli soldier and post it up on social media like some kind of glamour shot. And that's just the beginning of this. He also went on record with the Israeli media, with the Jewish media syndicate. It's the Jewish News Syndicate. Excuse me. It sounds ominous when you hear the Jewish Syndicate. And he's telling this Jewish syndicate that he wants to take up arms for Israel. He says, when I saw 10/7, when I saw Hamas, these savages, I wanted to take up arms for Israel. This guy wants to kill for Israel. A sitting member of a United States legislative body is out there in the press on the other side of the world saying, I want to kill for your country. I want to kill these Palestinians. Do you want to kill Americans as well? Do you want to kill Americans on behalf of
Israel? Well, they've been doing that. They have, you know, weaponized every mechanism of their control inside of our own country to take up arms for Israel and kill Americans. They've been doing that for decades.
Exactly. And how far is this taking up arms going to go? Because Benjamin Netanyahu says if they don't like something you have to say on the internet, they're going to drone strike you. So when Bryce Reeves says that he wants to take up arms on behalf of Israel, is he going to take up drones against the American people, against, in many cases, mind controlled morons who go out and actually vote for people like this? This is a Republican. You've got a 500,000 conservatives who are getting ready to line up and thump their chests while they go vote for the guy talking about America first. And here he is saying, I want to kill for Israel. But this is a Trump Republican. I mean, this is exactly what we can expect from these people. And, you know, I don't know if Lev Tahor votes, but if they do, they're probably Trump Republicans, too. The Jewish perverts, the jungle Jews, they all have permanent addresses in New York City, but they've been expelled from Colombia. You covered them extensively when they were expelled from Guatemala, had 160 child sex slaves in the jungle. Now they've been caught with at least 17 child sex slaves in Colombia. They've been kicked out of the country. And guess where they've come back to? Oh, the United States of America. The children have been taken into the custody of CPS, the biggest child sex trafficking arm in the world, maybe the only child sex trafficking arm bigger than Lev Tahor that I've heard about in recent memory. The kids are in custody of CPS. The adults are in custody of U.S. authorities. They were received at the airport by American authorities. These guys are going to fade off into the oblivion. We're never going to hear about them being held to justice. I fully expect this will be another tunnel dweller situation. The tunnel Jews go in front of a Jewish judge and he lets them go. Lev Tahor goes in front of a Jewish judge, he'll probably let him go. Maybe they'll make an example out of one or two guys, and all of the other ones will go to Israel on U.S. taxpayer expense, which, by the way, Israel is where Lev Tahor was founded. There's a whole talking point out there saying these ultra-Orthodox Jews, they don't like Israel. No, they love Israel. They came from Israel. They were founded in Israel. They're just just fat, lazy, perverted slobs who are too perverted to even want to serve in the IDF. They don't want to go around and kill kids. They want to go around and rape kids 24/7 in their jungle compounds and in their tunnels in New York City. So they protest the idea of being conscripted into the IDF. But other than having to get off of their asses and do some kind of IDF service, these people love Israel. They go to and from. This is a safe haven for child sex traffickers. And Lev Tahor, I think it's important people know this. They were founded in Israel. This is geared to kind of make us think these are crazy religious sects. They love to throw that word around, sect. This is a Jewish sect. They're just some radical group. No, it's not. These are Jews from Israel who are living a Talmudic lifestyle. This is a literal interpretation of the Talmud. These people are raping kids. And after they rape those kids and they force 12-year-old girls to give birth, they then rape the babies that those little 12-year-old girls birth. These people are beyond level, demon level disgusting. These are demons walking around in human skin suits, as far as I'm concerned. And if they will do this to their own kids, because these are Jewish kids that they're doing this to, imagine what they would do and what they have done to Gentile children who they're able to get their hands on. It's sick. It pisses me off to even talk about. Back to you, Stu.
Yeah. More than welcome to join us again anytime. You'll be here every day. They love it. They love when Frankie Stocks appears on the program and just goes off for 3 minutes exposing all of this. And you know what? You mentioned something important. I don't know if he's still here or not. Frankie mentioned something really important about the drones. And Benjamin Netanyahu did explicitly say that they would drone strike Americans. And again, this just has me thinking about Charlie Kirk. What in the hell was that American military plane doing there? We've never had any answers for that. What in the hell was an American military plane doing? I know what the Egyptian military planes were doing there. They were providing transport for Erica Kirk and TPUSA Brass, just like they had done 75 at least times, both domestically and internationally. It's the only logical explanation. The Egyptian military is not spying on the First Lady of TPUSA. They're not tracking Erica Kirk. They are providing transport to Erica Kirk. And maybe not the Egyptian military directly. Again, they could have these on a deferred maintenance contract to an aviation company in Nebraska. That's what I believe happened. TPUSA scooped up these two planes, one of them blue, on this lease. Charlie Kirk was diverted to Salt Lake City. Candace Owens said it would have been a problem had he landed at Orem because he would have seen that blue Egyptian plane. He knows the tail number. He would have recognized it. Yeah, because it transports his wife. Was this one of these arranged marriages? I don't know. At this point, I don't know. We don't even have an accurate reporting on exactly where Erica Kirk was at the time of Charlie Kirk's assassination because that story continues to change. Just like their pastor, their faith leader, the entire Turning Point, you know, faith system is run by a liar called Rob McCoy, who uses the moniker of pastor, and said that Mikey McCoy, his son, was covered in blood and acted heroically. The guy acted completely unfazed while he just remained on the telephone. I mean, the whole thing is just bizarre. But what was this American military plane doing, which is specially designed to deploy and retrieve drones? We have to have an answer for that. For the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, is anybody going to tell us what the hell was an American military plane doing performing advanced maneuvers over the lake leading up to and just after Charlie Kirk was murdered? What was it doing? Was it deploying drones to protect the people that were there? Was it deploying drones to protect Charlie Kirk and they failed? Did they have some kind of a knowledge? Did they have some kind of information that this was going to take place, so they deployed military assets to the area? Or was the American military responsible for murdering Charlie Kirk? I just don't understand why the American people are not just completely uprising over the issue, because clearly everybody now knows that Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk, that he was not on the roof. You can see that he wasn't on the roof. He wasn't there. He wasn't on the roof. He was running toward that roof at the very moment that we are told that he was on the roof changing clothes and disassembling a firearm. Where the hell is the FBI director? And by the way, Cash, you need to get your girl in check. She's all up on my ex timeline, bro. You got to check your girl. She's using law firms that are connected to you to sue American journalists, to sue him into oblivion, which makes these American journalists and their alleged accusations look a whole lot more accurate, doesn't it? you got your girl just out of control. All up on my timeline. She knows me better than you do, apparently, because apparently you don't know me. Never heard of me. But Alexis Wilkins, she knows me. Get your girl, Cash. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
Stress, anxiety, feeling out of alignment? You don't have to live this way. At Ezra Healing, we guide you back into balance with our new health paradigm. Personalized options and soul-centered practices. It's not about quick fixes. It's about true transformation.
Our philosophy is do no harm, model of care. And we are really focusing on people with vaccine injuries. Our mission is to help people understand what cancers are and bring solutions and relieve pain and suffering.
No waiting rooms. No gaslighting.
The ivermectin is a moment in time in your life to get rid of parasites. And if you're struggling with cancer, we get rid of cancer. If we have a vaccine injury, we're going to alleviate that. But the goal is to, you know, eliminate, you know, anything, you know, foreign in your body. So we use these supplements, these medications for a point in time in our life, eliminating anything that lowers your vibe.
The Federal Reserve, of course, controlled by Jewish bankers, has been endlessly trapping, enslaving, making the lives of American citizens miserable for over 100 years. It should actually be their slogan. And they do this by means of usury, inflation, and endless debt bondage, which traps good American families into a vicious cycle of poverty while enriching the Zionist elites. That's the plan. So a lot of people, when looking for real solutions to break free, obviously consider precious metals, but they don't know what they're doing when it comes to gold and silver. Well, you can escape that confusion and escape that tyranny with a free copy of our guide. What you'll learn? How the cashless system enforces control, protecting your wealth and your family from exploitation. Why gold and silver are the antidote to fiat scams. Steps to liberate yourself from the Fed's grip. Get your copy right now. BibleandGold.com. Go to BibleandGold.com.